It's Mother's Day, so we've got to do our annual Mother's Day game. We're in season two of Work in Progress, and it was such a hit last year, and Justin couldn't take the... He didn't take the loss well. So he wanted some redemption.
Been training ever since.
So we got our moms here. We have my mom in studio. We want to say hi, Mom. You can turn her mic on, Chris.
Turn her mic on. There we go.
Hello.
That's my mom. She goes by Mom. I don't call her
by...
I'm not going to call her by her first name. It's just Mom. It's Mom Mino. But yeah, what we talked about it in the break a little bit. I think my dad's here too. My dad asked to see the picture. He wanted to know what picture. So I don't know if you're familiar with Snapchat. I hope you're not too familiar with Snapchat. But they have filters that you can make yourself look different, whatever, add unicorn horns or whatever. But there's one now that makes guys look like girls. And me and Justin did that this morning in our first segment. And
yeah, we went from your sons to your daughters.
If you would have had a daughter, that's what I would have looked like. And then Justin,
I think he's beautiful.
He is.
You would have had a beautiful girl, but
gosh, it makes me sad.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, sorry, David.
don't read the replies of the tweets. Just see the picture because you don't want to read that.
Looks like one of your girlfriends.
Yeah,
that's
many
creepy
ex girlfriends. But yeah, we also have Justin's mom on the phone.
Yeah, she had other...
Introduce Justin.
She's at a pool tournament.
Yeah,
so she couldn't be here today. But
you're following in her footsteps.
Right. Hey, Mom.
Hi there.
How's it going where you are?
Great. I'm not the pool player you are.
Have you been training since last time like I have so we do better this year?
I hope so.
That doesn't inspire confidence. Well, let's get going.
All right, so, yeah, Trey has this game show he's made. And, Trey, what are the rules for this?
It's the newlywed game.
Okay.
So we have the category of moms. That is questions that I guess Mino and Justin will answer about their moms. And
okay,
the moms will write down the right answer. And then we have sons, so it's vice versa. The questions about the sons, the moms will answer. And the sons will write down the correct answer.
Okay.
And so since it's Mother's Day, let's start off with the moms first.
Oh, wow.
So these are questions about them that we have to answer.
You guys have to answer
We write these down, or they write these down?
We write them down.
You both can write them down,
yeah,
but they write down the right answer.
Okay.
So no cheating.
Okay, no cheating.
No cheating.
Mom, so, we're giving you the honor system.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
So moms, what was mom's favorite artist or group growing up? So, like, as a
musical
kid,
artist.
Musical artist.
So we guess it. You have to do the answer.
Music.
Yes.
You write down the correct answer.
And we guess.
And I guess your favorite.
No, we guess your favorite.
We guess the mom's favorite.
Yeah.
Right. The mom writes down the correct answer.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So you guys have to guess.
I write the answer, and David will guess.
Okay.
Right.
I think it's between...
Okay.
Okay.
No cheating.
No cheating. I think I have this. It's between one of two.
I've got my answer. Really.
You got your
answer? I really
answer?
Don't know.
Okay, I guess we'll go first. So I guess I wrote down Elvis.
Oh my gosh, I'm not that old.
Oh no,
you loved Elvis. We named our dog after Elvis.
You named
Andrews.
The dog.
Well, we named it after
Who
Elvis.
Who do you
Andrews.
Keep wanting me? Dave.
Okay, I was going to say the Beatles.
All right, let's get
second guess.
Let's get on wavelength.
Okay. So what's the right answer?
You wrote the Beatles?
Oh, yes.
Okay. We're starting slow.
Okay.
That was going to be my second guess.
A little bit of a generation earlier.
To keep things honest, I'll show you my answer. Mom, what is the right answer?
Well, so I had several, but let's say... Michael Jackson.
Oh!
God dang it. I wrote down
the
Beatles.
You're so wrong.
I didn't know.
You're so wrong, Justin.
You're on at my
0-0, okay.
You may have
slow start.
Sons.
Yeah, you may want a distance from
write?
Michael Jackson, Mom. Let's go ahead and pick someone
wrote
else.
Beatles.
Yeah, I wrote the Beatles.
Wait,
I didn't know.
It's okay.
The Beatles?
The only person
I'm not that old.
<She's>
The only other person I could think of was like Garth Brooks, but it's that was shot. Like the 80s and 90s, 2000s.
Yeah, he's not that old, so yeah.
All right, well, at least we both missed.
All right, now it's our turn.
Right, so okay. Moms, you need to guess this. Justin and Mino will write down the right answer.
All right.
So what was your son's favorite Christmas gift?
Oh. Okay, I know mine.
Oh, man. I don't know if you get this.
Chris?
Back on Chris is in timeout.
We're trying to have a wholesome game show here. Favorite Christmas gift.
Okay. If you'd have said birthday, I could get it.
Ooh.
Okay, I wrote...
Christmas, I'm... I gotta tell you. Okay. I put Xbox or the first game system.
Oh, no. That's not right.
No, I put the... I don't think I got one of those for Christmas. I think I just got one of those because I was spoiled. I wrote the 3-in-1 arcade. You remember that you gave me? It was the pinball machine and the Papa Shot and the skee ball. And that was so fun.
I had one of those. Amazing toy.
My dad's pointing. He's like, I got that. That was my idea. That was my idea. Christmas of 95. That was me.
Spent a lot of flight time getting that one.
Oh, that was my dad's guess, too.
Yeah. So 0 for 2. Mom, what is your guess for me?
The Batman car.
Yeah, buddy, the Batman car.
1-0.
Yes.
Sorry, we got time. We got time.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. That thing was sweet, man.
An actual Batman car?
It was like, I was little. Like I was probably 7 or 8, and it was, like a little tiny go-kart one I could drive around, but... Yeah.
But he didn't sleep the whole night. He woke up at, 2 o'clock in the morning and saw it from Santa under the tree, and then he wouldn't go back to sleep. So everybody was up. That's why I didn't forget.
I want to see pictures of Justin in the Batman car. Is that out there?
Maybe I'll have to look.
Yeah, we'll have to look. All right.
Okay.
All right.
So now we're back to you guys guessing. How did your mom meet your dad? So what was the story? Where or how?
I know that, Justin.
Yeah, I know ours.
Okay.
I think I kind of know him.
How? So I'm going to answer put both.
Okay. Okay, from what you've told me, it was a double date. It was like a blind double date that you met dad on.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, in Columbus,
Columbus, Mississippi,
in
right?
Columbus,
when my dad was in the Air Force.
I put both those things.
Awesome. So we're on the board.
Yeah.
Justin, how's it feel to be on the board? Mm. We've been here for a little bit.
Damian Lillard.
All right, so...
Actually, it's still early.
Mom, go ahead and answer it. I'll show David my answer to show him that
cheating. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
We met at KFC in Tyler.
Wow!
We both work there.
Yep. Okay. KFC, baby.
All right.
Got that one right.
The chicken...
Yeah. It started early. Yeah. It's like, we got to keep this chicken going.
Yeah. From the southeast somewhere. Yeah.
All right, 2-1.
Well, speaking of chicken... Mothers, what is your son's favorite food?
Ooh.
All right.
Maybe dish?
Okay.
Yeah. I got it. He better
Press
get it.
Specific
get
dish, right?
Not specific like dish. Yes.
Enchilada.
Specific dish?
Yeah, I would say a dish.
Yeah, specific dish. Okay. Not just Mexican food or whatever.
Nachos.
Food.
Who's answering?
I have to answer.
Oh. Come on.
Please say combos.
No, I'm not
Do
saying
like
combos.
Do like you did on the first answer.
Say Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its.
What?
Okay, no, not Cheez-Its. I was
food.
Oh, okay.
Cheez-Its is food. Okay, that doesn't count.
It's food.
Pizza.
Snack.
Pizza.
Also,
I guess I got that wrong also.
Yeah, your mom doesn't
What is
your answer?
Enchiladas? Okay. I should have
Is your mom telling you what your favorite food is right
now?
Yeah.
She's not wrong.
And you just had to...
No.
And that's, and she that's realized it for you?
And that's where we're going for brunch later, so I should have guessed that.
Exactly.
All right.
My mom's smarter than me.
All right.
I'm thinking too hard.
Mom, what's the guess?
Chicken.
Oh no. Justin wrote tamales.
I wrote tamales.
Oh, okay,
no.
It doesn't hurt that bad. We're still in this. Okay.
You meant chicken tamales, right?
No. Tamales is... They're totally different foods.
They're making this hard.
Totally different foods.
What?
That's so broad. Chicken can be anything. All right.
Chicken can be any. Mark that. I don't know why that just sounds weird.
All right, sons.
Dang
the,
it.
What is the first thing your mom would do if she won the lottery?
Well, see you later.
Yeah.
You mean besides?
Cut me off.
Okay.
That's a tough one.
Like the first thing they would buy?
Yes, buy or yeah. Or do or yeah.
The first thing they would buy.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I've
been you have
Damn,
to answer.
That's tough.
Yeah, I'm trying. Now I'm trying to think of what I would do.
Yeah, I don't.
What? I mean, really, truly do. What would I do?
Yeah, this is a real how well do you know your mother question right here.
Exactly.
This is separating the men from the boys.
I think you would go on a trip. You like to travel. My dad's getting my mom's getting mad that I'm getting these wrong. What did you write?
I would invest it.
Oh, okay. That's smart.
It's what I'd do.
I think you'd also go on it. You'd go on a nice trip, though.
Maybe after.
You'd take me somewhere.
We do that anyway.
Go ahead. Yeah, she'd go after they invested. All right. So, Mom, let me see. What's your answer?
I would have to agree with her. I would invest it.
See, I went boring like you did, but I went different. I put pay off credit cards.
Okay. That's kind of an investment.
You already do that.
These questions are hard.
You guys are grounded.
I know.
I was being sensible.
It's still early. It's still the first half.
Moms.
I was trying to get my mom and dad out under their mountain of debt.
Yeah.
And dang it.
Moms, what is your son's biggest fear?
Oh.
Now, this is an existential fear. This is just sort of a...
Okay, Trey.
Not crippling loneliness and no one will ever love me.
Yeah.
I know this.
Okay. You know this one? We're going to get this right.
I'm pretty confident in ours, too.
Don't think too hard, Mom.
I think we got ours, too. Y'all go ahead if you're ready. Well, she's right there. You don't have to show me.
I know, but I'm showing you so I can scoreboard you.
Possums.
Yeah! She listens to the show.
That's a real thing? I thought that was a lie.
No!
No.
No, I called her like midnight shaking because I thought I was... Oh, my God, it was
so
scary.
And there's an O in front of possums, Cletus. You might want to...
No, there's not.
Okay.
No, there's not. It's actually spelled without an O.
You just put possums.
Google it. Oh, it's not opossums. That's the old way to spell it.
It is when you see it.
It's like donuts.
Oh, possums.
Yeah.
That's a good joke
my
right
mom
there.
With the jokes.
That's a good one.
That's where I get my
All right, Mom, what's my
humor?
Biggest crippling fear?
Bugs.
What?
Spiders.
Bugs.
Bugs? Oh.
No.
Bugs.
Flying.
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 Look, it's tied up. Two to
bugs.
Two.
Bugs. Two.
Oh.
You are scared. You were just talking about... You said you were scared of bugs also.
I did not say that. We just did.
You almost crashed your car and died.
That's true.
Because
with
of
the roach. But I also like have to take every Xanax in the world to get on a plane.
Oh, flying.
But if there's a bug in your room, you put a towel under the door and you get it out of there
Expose
to make sure
him.
It doesn't come back.
That is true. I'll kick the roach out of my room and put a towel under the door so it can't sneak back in.
Yeah.
Yeah, roaches is a good one. What if I just get rid of the ing and put fly? Is that half credit?
Yeah, you could have just put fly and then we would have to go to review.
Oh, that would have been great. I would get a good judge's review. All right, what's our score? Is it
it's
two?
Tied up. 2-2. Two, two. Yeah.
Ooh,
we can probably do two more in a tiebreaker.
Okay.
We got time.
All right, so sons, what is your mom's most repeated sentence or phrase? Oh, something they always tell you.
Oh, wow. That is a lot.
You can say on air.
tell
man.
You. It wasn't
that
what
you would
we
tell.
Say.
Yeah, well.
Something I would tell you.
Mm-hmm. Something you.
Oh, I've got two of them.
Okay. It's not get a job because I've had one for a year.
Okay.
And now, and not when you grew
not,
up.
No,
what
yeah, now,
say,
now.
Now.
Yeah. Okay. I think I know. Okay.
Dang.
If I get this, I'll be pretty.
On this one.
I'm like bat flip. You tell me to check my mail a lot.
Nope. Based on her face, I can tell you're wrong.
What is it?
You
it's
are
probably
wrong,
gonna
buddy.
Be some worse.
Be careful.
Okay. She does say be careful. That's kind of check your mail. So you can be careful.
Are you calling her and like crying about the decisions you're about to make and she just tells you to be careful?
Yeah.
Every time you leave the house, I say be careful.
Okay, I don't feel great about this one, but what do you got, Mom?
I told you.
Oh, that is good. She does say that a lot. That's better than what I put. You're
clean
right.
Your room.
I just put clean your room.
Clean your room, you 40-year-old.
Wash your shawl.
I told you is a good one. Yeah. She does say I told you a lot because I go against
eight
what
Paul
she says.
Quarter pocket. She's giving you
no,
like
tips. She didn't give me pool advice, but yeah, I told you is a good
yes,
one.
Yes, I did. I told you you better win when you go to Vegas. Remember?
Yeah, that was my fault. That was a good one, Mom.
Bet on red.
Dang it.
All right.
Moms, what did your son want to be when they grew up, when they're a kid?
Okay. I think there's three answers my mom could have here. Let's see. I think she's going to say this one, but I'm not confident. How are you feeling about yours, David?
Pretty good. It just depends upon how...
And what our weight
yeah,
link
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, how, like, what age are we talking? I'm talking young.
If y'all both say board operator, young. I'm going to call shenanigans on this whole thing.
Young. Okay, I got one.
Okay.
I got one I want to say, but I won't.
I didn't really have goals.
This is the real
little,
answer.
Okay, I didn't really have goals as a kid.
This is my real answer.
Yeah.
Football player. But I wanted to say the Nutcracker.
The Nutcracker.
That was a dance.
Yes.
I wanted to be the Nutcracker when I was like 8.
Yes.
I wanted to grow up to be the Nutcracker. My mom should get points.
You
for
put
that.
Baseball
I
player.
I did put baseball player because I played baseball before
two
football.
Two different sports. Totally different sports.
Yeah, I was just gonna put pro athlete, but that's
yeah.
Two.
You probably should have.
Okay, we got it. Yep, he gave us
both. Okay,
sure. Yeah. All right.
How does that count? It's sports. Different sports.
Oh.
He said baseball player. Said football
my mom
player.
Is trying to like convince him.
They're two totally different sports.
Come on, Kirk.
He's not going to be Bo Jackson.
Well,
yeah, I wanted to be
I
Bo
got
Jackson.
Confused.
Yeah.
All right.
She
this
was thinking baseball.
This was mine. Mom, what do you think?
Well, it depends on what age. If we're talking before 14, I'd say one thing. If it was after, I'd say something else. Can we go in age group or what?
Just young.
I'd say...
Okay, then at young, I'd say he wanted to be a pro athlete.
That's not right, but what would you say post-14?
Rapper.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Neither of
well,
those
you can still
out.
Be a rapper, Justin.
Yeah, I am kind of.
You know what? You are a rapper.
If I put
your crutches with a Z.
The Nutcracker, he can
the
be a rapper.
The K and a Z. I put sports agent.
Oh.
Remember that week? I wanted to be a sports agent.
When you watched Jerry Maguire?
Yeah. No, it was more like I was watching Entourage.
It just depends upon what Tom Cruise movie you're watching. You wanted to be a fighter pilot, and then you were afraid
right.
of flying.
All right,
we got time for one more,
yeah,
Trey?
Okay. For the moms, what was one piece of advice that you gave your son that they ignored the most?
Be careful.
Okay, Mom, please be on the same wavelength with me here. I know one of us will think this is right.
Oh, boy.
I can't spell it.
That's a lot of pressure.
This is coming off the top of my head, and it better come off the top of yours.
Yeah, nothing's coming to mind.
Boy, your mom is so into this game.
I know.
I love
I'm
it.
Having to think recent,
well, just
probably.
Think of the game that you've been playing, getting the wrong answers.
Oh, now she's judging you for intellectual capabilities. All right, you good, David?
I've just never been good enough.
I wrote one down. But...
Oh, man. Okay, well, repeat the question, Trey.
A piece of advice that you gave your son that they ignored the most.
To check your mail.
Yes! I wrote check your mail. Yeah. Check your mail. I
really wish that didn't come up earlier.
Look at that
court. Really wish.
Damian Lillard at the buzzer.
We have a chance to counter here.
Whoops.
We have a chance to counter, Mom. What's your answer?
Do your best.
No, I put don't procrastinate.
Well,
it looks like the minors won this.
Yeah. Isn't that always what you tell me? Don't procrastinate, because I always
do.
Be
great.
I love you, son.
Great. I love you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. Just
there's always next
to.
Year.
Yeah, you guys. My mom's talking trash now.
We got to have a talk, Mom.
For the Montemayors. Oh, that was fun.
Father's Day is going to have to come around. We're going to have to get Dad back up here to try to win for the Montemayors. All right. Thanks, Mom. Thanks for coming on. I love you.
Bye. I love you, too. Bye.